An effort is underway to count the city's homeless. While it's often a population that is invisible to most, homeless advocates believe that on any given day there are around 1,500 men, women, and children looking for a place to sleep. The count, which started yesterday and will conclude today, is taking police and homeless advocates to meal sites, parks, and, well, wherever else people who don't want to be found might hang out. WUWM's Latoya Dennis visited one of the sites and eventually came across several who are homeless and living on the streets. Hi, Latoya.
Good morning, Bob.
So where did you visit yesterday?
I went to St. Ben's on 9th and State in Milwaukee, and I have to tell you that even before the doors opened at 5 p.m., there was a line that snaked a good length down the street. Now, not all the people there were homeless, but they were all in need of help. Clyde Cole was one of the first people I came across. He's 63 years old and has been going to St. Ben's for 8 years now. Right now, it's about 3 days a week. He's not homeless, but he lives on SSI, has dialysis 3 times a week, and he's considered food insecure. Now, he says something that I found pretty interesting.
A lot of these guys and girls I went to school with, a lot of them are homeless now.
He just said that a lot of the people, you know, at this place where he's going to eat, he went to school with, and that a lot of them are homeless. Now, when asked why so many of his classmates are in need of this sort of help, he basically said that many of them have addictions.
Was there anything throughout this day that surprised you, LaToya?
The number of kids that I saw, and by kids, I'm talking about, you know, young people who are 5 or 6 years old, many may be even younger. Brother Dave Schwab runs the program. He says summer months are the busiest when it comes to serving kids.
During the summer, we will serve typically from 35 to 50 children per night. And they would normally come in with a parent, frequently female.
Do you have any idea how many people St. Ben serves a day?
Right now, they're averaging around 340, although yesterday workers thought the numbers might surpass 400.
Let's try to find out a little bit more here. Is there any way to generalize the demographics that are served by this program?
Well, around 2/3 of them are homeless, according to Brother Schwab. And outside of them being homeless, you know, these are people who are food insecure. And outside of that, not really. There were people of all ethnicities, ages, sexual preference. The only thing that really stood out was the fact that the majority of the people there were men, many of whom, when they left, they would not be going to shelters, but they were looking for places to sleep on the streets. I spoke with one man who goes by the name of Jehovah Jesus. He had been on the streets for 8 years and says he's always afraid.
I worked at Dunkin' Donuts for years, and I noticed that all the homeless people throughout time was all attacked for whatever pocket change they had. So there really isn't any safe place for a homeless person, whether man or lady, to actually lay down and go to sleep. Because over a few pennies that people have in their pockets, people will attack them for whatever alcohol or drug money they can do with that money. So it's not even safe any place on the streets to sleep anywhere.
Now, a lot of people live by that saying, you know, there's safety in numbers, but he doesn't believe so.
I walk until I don't see any people around, and then after a few minutes, then I feel it's safe to go to sleep wherever I'm at.
Now he carries with him a black rolling suitcase where he keeps a tent, clothes, toothbrush, and toothpaste.
Did he talk at all about why he doesn't go to a shelter?
It's a bit complicated. He basically believes that the system is out to get him. He says he was thrown in jail 8 years ago after a fight with his wife, and he says he was treated unfairly, and he's now against the system, basically.
Did you have a chance to speak with anyone else?
I did. I came across a young man who goes by the name of Brittany Allen. He's 24 years old and says this is his 5th time homeless. He's originally from Kentucky, but ended up in Milwaukee 2 weeks ago. He and his partner traveled from Alabama to West Bend before coming here. Right now, they're living on the streets, but Allen says he'd like to stay in Milwaukee.
Go to college and buy me a house and start my career and settle down with my fiance and just live a happy life.
Latoya, how are the homeless in Milwaukee counted?
Well, it happens basically twice a year when, as I said, police and volunteers, they go out and they scour Milwaukee looking for people who appear to be homeless. It's often difficult, though, because oftentimes this is a population that tries to avoid police and other figures of authority.
Latoya, thanks so much for sharing this with us.